We're doing Petty Pet Peeves. We do it every week here. And it's great. You get to vent. You feel so much better.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I am Petty Pet Peeve free today.
Are you really?
I'm in a great mood. I have nothing to complain about.
Really?
Jealous.
Wow.
But then I look at the hotline and my wife's on the phone.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
Right.
Give me a minute. I may circle back.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a petty pet peeve. Actually, this happened to me last week. I was at a chain pharmacy, you know, and I was walking up and then I'm in the self-checkout line. And I don't know why people do this, but it makes me crazy. I'm in the self-checkout line and whoever's behind me, it was like an older man. They're like literally shoulder to shoulder with me. There is no reason for that. You know, it's like, and then when I'm going to use my debit card, it's like, I don't want.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little too much. He's in my personal dance space. So I did say something. I just turned around and I said, could you give me a little space, please? And then he backed off and I was like, all right. But I hate when people do that.
Yeah. Well, if the elderly wanted the warmth.
They just hover. He's like, I know she's a nurse. I can tell.
Right.
Yeah. Just get the squeeze bottle mayonnaise and spray him down. He'll get the hand.
Exactly. In his defense, there's not much time left. hurry up.
You probably smelt nice, too.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I just worked out.
He's into that.
Follow you out to the parking lot.
Oh. Just walk faster. Hey, slow down, damn it.
You need help carrying those melons?
Right. You know, on the other side of that, there are the people who are in line who don't move up.
Yeah.
Zero awareness.
And then there's this big gap.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, you want to. Hey,
want to move?
Yeah. Keep it going.
Wrap it, Chica. Exactly, right.
Let's go.
Yeah. Move forward.
All right. That's a good one.
So
that's your petty pet peeve.
I never crowd someone in a
And it's petty.
It is.
And it's a pet peeve. And then now you feel better, right?
Much better.
Well, not really, but sharing.
Yeah. I think it was good she said something.
Yeah,
that's not petty.
We tried, yeah.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Petty pet peeves. We all have them.
Yep.
And it feels better to just get them out there. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Lenny, what do you got?
Yeah, I got women's shoes. Just the sheer volume and number of shoes in a man's home, it's got to end.
Okay.
Yeah, I built an entire closet for my wife with soft closed doors. She's got 50 pairs of shoes in there, and then she's got another 50 pair in a trunk.
Wow.
So secretly, I've been like throwing them away.
Oh.
Okay, check the brands.
Listen to the reaction.
Brother, check the brands. Don't be throwing away any Louis Vuitton.
If they're good ones, everyone wants them. What size are they?
Yeah, I did tell another person, a female, that I did that, and she told me that was grounds for divorce. You don't throw women's shoes away. Yeah. But I've been doing
Hold
it secretly.
On.
You're evil.
I heard something. So this is your wife? You said a man's home?
Right.
It's her home,
well,
too.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, but can we... I mean, how many pairs of shoes do you need, Ruth?
A lot.
100?
She's a lot.
Well, ladies need options.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably the wrong
if
person
she's into
to
fashion, shoes are like, oh, they're amazing. Sometimes, like, just
I just wanted to let this babble
shoes.
Go on for a little while just so you could hear a little insight
the mindset.
Into how women think.
The mindset, yes.
Men, you know, we're just there to, like, open jars
yep, exactly.
and change light bulbs.
And kill spiders.
Okay?
Yes.
No, your stuff doesn't matter.
Nope.
I don't care if I... Ruth has taken over the entire second floor of her home with her clothes. Correct?
Accurate.
I love that. It's a whole walk-in closet.
And I don't even think she's close to being done. In her right. mind, it's like, well, let's just keep moving.
There are stores with less clothes.
So, of course, the other half of the house belongs to just your husband,
yeah.
right?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
We got the garage exactly. and the shed and the basement.
Many
well, how many pairs
you.
Of shoes? How many pairs of shoes does Ruth have? I can guarantee you, it's more than 50. How many shoes do you need? You don't even wear half of them, I bet.
It's funny. How many pairs of shoes does a guy have, and how many pairs of shoes does a woman have?
I know.
Not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never
that's
enough.
My point.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you, Lenny.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you, Lenny.
Bye.
And by the way, it's a petty pet peeve. You,
don't,
like, you see, he got jumped.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That was dog pound the rabbit.
Throwing him out, though.
That was
the guy was just trying to air a petty pet peeve, and he got pummeled.
That was the end of Casino.
Sorry.
And dug a hole in everything. Wow.
Carl.
Yes.
Carl.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My pet peeve is buying pre-moistened wipes, whether it's baby wipes or the Clorox bleach wipes, and then people not closing them.
Yes.
So they dry,
they dry out. Right. Yeah. They're pre-moistened for a reason, God damn it.
That's a real good one.
Yes.
You have to close it, otherwise it becomes useless and you're throwing money away.
It becomes like, you know, like a tissue.
A scented tissue.
Yeah, I'm envious that you carried that with you because I'm annoyed by that, but it usually goes away and leaves my brain about 10 seconds after I leave the container. But you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Close it.
Especially during COVID when we had to wipe everything down.
How hard is it to close it?
Hey, come in after a weekend and like, are you that freaking
lazy?
Right.
You not know how this all works?
Exactly. Close it.
Close it.
You animal.
We're so on the same page.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Carl.
We band together.
These are petty pet peeves.
Yes.
And they're stupid little things, but they bother us.
And that was legit.
And it feels good to get it out.
It's petty pet peeves.
It's petty pet peeves.
It's petty pet peeves.
Debbie?
Yes, my petty pet peeve is when other drivers do not use their turn signal.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big one.
It's not optional. It comes with your car. Use the damn blinkers.
I've seen cars. You'll have them.
And I know I know people think it's like, I don't need to do. No, you do.
You do. I need to know where you're going.
You do.
Especially when I'm coming up on you. Are you going to make a left? Okay. Let me know.
Right. Thanks for letting us know.
Exactly.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Right.
Your part is to just
especially at the last minute.
And could we have made it easier? A flick of the finger.
Seriously.
And your signal's
on. No more hand signals.
And you don't even have to turn it back off. All you have to do is one flick. This is what I plan to do, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm about to take a turn.
Right. I make the turn. It cancels itself.
No, it's beyond you. No, you're too above us.
Yes.
To flick your finger.
Yeah.
Flick the finger.
Flick the finger. For God's sake, flick your finger. Good. You got the other ones also that signal way too soon. Now they're going around the world in a turn.
When are you turning?
Yeah.
When? You've had up the last 4 miles.
Right. It's like they're landing an aircraft.
Yeah.
We're coming in for final descent.
Is it this one? No.
We'll be taking a right turn in approximately 2.3 miles.
Right. Their landing gear is down.
That's a good one, Debbie.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm with you.
I think I'll try my finger next time.
Yeah.
Do it.
Flick that finger.
Flick that finger.
Flick that finger.
Flick it.
Right.
Flick it, Debbie.
That's a signal. I'm mad at you.
Ryan?
Well, make sure you have blinker fluid in the car, obviously.
That's right.
Hair. When you're grooming yourself, no matter what, and like when you're done, you shouldn't be able to tell that you were shaving anything. I mean, my brother comes over and
the sink.
I don't even know.
Hair in the sink?
In the sink.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And I'm a guy saying this for crap's sake. Like, I move my toothbrushes, you move the soap because the hair is going to get behind those little places and then you'll see it. It's just clean up after yourself when you're done shaving, will you?
Yeah. Use a leaf blower or something, whatever it takes.
What is your brother visiting or does he live with you?
The Sasquatch?
No, he visits. And it's like, I can't even tell if the guy shaves. I go to the bathroom when he's done and there's hair on the sink. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, so he shaves all the time. Like all the time. So you can't tell
groomed,
he shaves because
he's got a beard, so he grooms it.
Right.
Like, clean it afterwards, will you? It's not that hard.
Yeah, exactly. What are those long curly hairs right there?
He cleans his beard, but he can't clean the sink. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's a piece of bacon in there, too.
No, that's a good one because it's gross.
It's very gross.
Know?
Yeah, somebody else's hair.
People are trying to do other things. You're trying to brush your teeth. There's mouth things going on.
Exactly.
And there's your friggin' hair all over the place.
Yeah.
I had to learn that like 13 years ago, by the way.
Did you?
Like I would floss in my bathroom sink and Jennifer would say, that's got to go.
Oh.
Like you got to wash that out.
There were floss pieces?
I'm like, so I'm not going to stand here all high. I needed to be taught by my woman.
It's a piece of corn, a piece of
you
got to
wash this stuff out.
Piece
Good,
of chicken
you've been
wing.
Trained.
I was like, what? That's not a snack tray for later?
Right. Why are there stalactites in the sink?
That's not a memory.
Is that a piece of chicken wing?
It's Petabit Pee.
It's Petabit Pee. It's Petabit Pee.
Petabit?
I know. It doesn't sound right.
Petabit.
Petty pet peeves.
Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Good morning, good morning. My pet peeve is when I'm driving to work at, say, 7:30 in the morning, listening to the Chaz and AJ program show, and someone calls in with a completely different subject than what's on hand.
Oh,
that's mine too.
Yes.
They change it. It's like we're talking about pet peeves, and they call in, and they're like, let me tell you about my dog and how he likes to eat kibble. And you're like, that's not what we're talking about right now, right, buddy.
We love Rob from Manorville, but he is the poster child of this.
Oh, short attention span theater, big time. Yeah.
And he,
when that happens, I'm literally driving on 95, and I'm screaming at a radio in my car.
You're that guy.
I am with you.
Yes.
Jeff's like, stay on the program.
I'm that guy.
Exactly.
What were you going to say, Phil?
He'll always start with, like, I have a story for what we're talking about right now, but I'd like to go back in time 2.5 hours and talk about it. It's like, no, please don't do that.
No. Live in the now.
Like he's a DJ playing stories.
Yes. Just stay with us right now.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all moving down all right, the same path.
Jeff, I'm with you.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, brother.
Focus, man. Focus.
Sandra, Riverhead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. My biggest pet peeve is I used to clean houses. So when I'm doing a chore, when you're doing a chore, like vacuuming or mopping, and someone's there and they ask you, am I in your way? If you have to ask, if you're in the way, then you're probably in the way.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then they just want to move over like a couple of inches, like that's really supposed to alleviate the situation.
Hit them anyway.
Yeah, get out of the room.
Don't get the message.
And when the cleaning person is done in that room, and then you could go back in that room.
Right, with safe your now. Shoes off.
Exactly. Right. Mm. Yes.
If you have to ask if you're in the way, then you're in the way.
Gotcha.
Okay, as a cleaning person, though, what is another pet peeve? How do people leave their houses? Are you amazed sometimes how gross things are left?
You know what? There used to be a stereotype where people always used to think that houses that were, or apartments that were single men were the worst. That is the opposite. That is so untrue. I find the most dirtiest houses are houses that women live in, or in their wealth.
Right, lots of shoes. Yeah,
lots of shoes.
Clothing.
Women spend a lot of time in the bathroom, so the bathrooms are usually a disaster.
All right, makeup and things everywhere.
Hairspray. Yep.
I've always found that my cleanest houses were single men.
Interesting.
I see.
The collection of bottles and vials and little dishes of lotion. And I get mad sometimes and I just shove everything into her sink. There you go. That's where it belongs now.
Did you ever see a fly actually stuck to a wall from hairspray? It was a painful death.
Right, exactly. But thank you for taking my call. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sandra.
She sounds happier.
That's
now.
A good one. Yes. That's the thing. You get these little petty pet peeves out there.
Exactly. Doing your service here.
It's like you're letting it out of the bottle.
Yes.
What bottle? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Don't trigger me.
The one left.
That, you know, when you walk into a woman's apartment and it looks like a bomb went off, like there's clothes everywhere. That's a
red flag, maybe.
Yeah,
that's a telltale sign of what you're getting into.
Anybody survived this blast or what?
I typically will look into a woman's car and I could tell you what their life is like.
When they say, hang on, I got to move this stuff off this seat so you can sit down.
Like, don't you read palms and all that stuff?
I do tarot readings and astrology readings.
All right, your apartment's terrible.
I don't need any cards.
Yeah.
I don't need to see your hand.
Right.
I don't need a crystal ball.
Right.
I can just look into your car.
Yeah.
That's it. If it's neat and organized, and it looks like it's on a car showroom lot.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it looks like a dresser blew up in there,
right?
Yeah, you're a mess.
Or I see a food stain on your face.
Your life is a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's a mess.
You're a handful, aren't you? Yes, you are.
You run late places. Yeah.
You run late.
Yes. Right.
You're messy hot. Messy hot.
When I felt like I was a hot mess before I really tried to get my shit together.
Your stuff together.
What were you saying about getting what together?
My S together. my car was a mess. It'd be just like garbage. And then you're like, eventually you're like, I can't live like this. I need order. And it's nice. I detail my car. I get it washed every week.
There you go.
It's nice in there.
See, a friend of mine found out about that. When you hit the brakes real hard, all of a sudden a whole bunch of debris hits in the back of the head. You clean your car out. Yes, you do. Yes.
Brittany.
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 Hello, gentlemen. gentlemen and ladies.
Good heavens, woman.
Brittany's coming in hot.
Good heavens, woman. Is this Spears?
Sorry. I hit the death zone of my travel, so I apologize.
So,
I'm calling in my petty pet peeve of the one driver you're stuck behind that won't let you pass, but drives fast when you can pass.
Why is it?
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, we've all experienced this. And what is wrong with that person?
Yeah. The mindset.
Like you want to go slow until I'm coming around you.
Yeah, no.
And then you just, you're here to be annoying.
Now it's a race.
You're a human gnat.
Exactly. It's true.
Right?
And
not a big contributor.
I apologize, but I have to say this. Men, I've seen with.
Yeah, sorry, bad connection.
Oh, wow. That's probably something meaningful, too.
Yeah.
Really? I thought she was going to say something derogatory towards men, so I accidentally hit the button.
Oh, okay. Well, thank
when
you.
I say accidentally, I have quotes around it.
Thank you for your service.
Sorry, I thought that would be a good punchline right there, hanging up on you, but it wasn't.
Right. She's going to call back next week.
Yeah, call back, please.
That's when hangs up on her.
Glenn.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I'm on the road a lot.
It's radio, Glenn.
Good heavens. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Your voice. It's a radio voice.
Yeah, like
yeah.
It's great.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Overnight FM, yeah.
So the worst, right, is when you're driving in the left lane and the person in front of you is doing under the speed limit and there's no one in the right lane. It's just get over and let me pass. It drives me crazy. But anyway, that's my pet peeve.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
It's so inconsiderate. It's so stupid. And you know better. You know you're not supposed to be there.
Exactly. So bump trapped.
And then when you come around on the right and you pass them, they look over like, what?
Like you're the a-hole. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to push you off the road.
Yeah, those lights on top of your car don't fool me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You and your uniform.
I often say that.
And your radio and your computer.
Yeah.
How fun would it be, though, to be able to just push them off the road, you know?
Can I tell you, if you could push one person off the road each year, if you're allowed to do that,
that'd be great.
We'd all be better drivers.
It's true. And have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Like the Purge.
Yeah, the body shops would love
it. That's right.
Yeah.
We'd also all be out of that by March.
That's true.
There's no one left.
Hopefully this pet peeve will open the eyes of some of these people.
It won't, but thanks.
And they will obey. And you know what? We spend an awful lot of money state highway-wise with signs that say, keep right.
Yeah. Slow traffic, keep right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a specialist in sales, account representative.
Okay.
I'll take the voice of Eeyore.
he's got a good voice voiceovers.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I did try that, and there's an awful lot. There's a union, the whole thing. It's a mess. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's a pet peeve for another time. All right. Thank you, Glenn.
There you go.
And that wraps it up. Pet peeves.